Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, June 25th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, all over the globe. We're happy to have you here. We're looking forward to having a very good call tonight, and we just are looking forward to spreading out whatever information we have to you. So in the meantime, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, where we should have a wonderful teaching tonight that she's prepared for us to enjoy and comment on. So, Lord God, we just thank you again. We come in an attitude of gratitude for everything that we have. We thank you for the ability that we have to move about and to have everything that we have from you, to receive every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, even things that maybe don't seem good to us or don't seem right, but yet we're going through those things to get to those things which are most valuable and most important. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all of Big Call Universe that is tuned in. Thank you for Sue and for Bob and for other members of the Big Call, and for giving us a beautiful blessing which is about to arrive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is a time that both Bob and I and everybody in Big Call Universe really enjoy on Tuesday or Thursday nights when you bring your teaching.
Well, this is a special teaching, and it's dedicated to all of us in Big Call Universe, to everything that matters. And I'm going to start with two quotes that I thought applies both to our hearts and our hearts for our projects. I don't know how to love small. If I can't love you a lot, I can't love you at all. Find the door of your heart. You will discover it is the door to the kingdom of God. John Chrysostom in Beginning to Pray. And our teaching for tonight, I'd like to open it here, is called The Tabernacle Within. Think of your body, which is the new temple for God's indwelling presence, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19, as a wonder created by God with deeper and deeper rooms within. The Holy Spirit resides at the core of your being. If you are wrestling with this biblical analogy, consider the architecture of the tabernacle in the Hebrew Scriptures. The tabernacle was a tripartite structure, meaning it contained three distinct spaces or rooms: the courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place, Exodus 26:27. Imagine these as levels, each with increasing access to God's holy presence. Thus, God's presence increases in intensity as one transitions from the courtyard to the holy place to the most holy place. Long after the age of the tabernacle, the New Testament authors made the staggering claim that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to dwell not merely with us, but in us. This is why Jesus said to his disciples with clear conviction that it is better that he depart so that the Holy Spirit could be sent to them. John 16:7. Jesus' ministry inaugurated an age of creation in which the Spirit would not simply dwell with creation, but indwell the new creation, namely human beings surrendered to Christ as the light of God within. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13, and Colossians 1:27. Let's take all that and consider the profundity. Human beings, not the tabernacle, nor the Jerusalem temple, have become the new location for God's indwelling presence. Just as the tabernacle in the wilderness was meant to be temporary, the Jerusalem temple was also meant to be temporary. Both were structures made by human hands that pointed forward to a better temple. That is, God's indwelling presence in redeemed human beings, referred to in Greek as ecclesia and known to us as the church. Think of the three distinct tabernacle rooms stated above as your body. The courtyard can be likened to our surface sense of self. I don't use the term surface in a negative way, but more like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, safety needs, security, physical health, and psychological needs, food, water, and sleep. Think of the holy place within us as our esteem, our need for belonging. Last, imagine the deepest part of you as the most holy place. This is the place of deepest identity and belovedness. This is the inner chamber where God dwells. Consider the possibility that we spend much of our lives spiritually on the surface layers, preoccupied with safety and security prayers, God protect me and provide. Those forms of prayers are well and good, yet the invitation is to go deeper into the inner rooms of our souls, where the Spirit dwells and longs to speak peace and beauty and love an eternal connection to the deepest love we can have, to replace our anxieties, our fears, and worries. You were created for depth. God dwells within you and desires for you to go into your inmost room and encounter God's presence there in stillness, in silence and solitude, to know that you are the Holy of Holies, a beloved child of God. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a beautiful, very deep teaching about love and about the Holy Spirit. About one moment, please.
Yeah,
hour and a half. Okay, so what that speaks to me is that the Holy of Holies, which is that third innermost chamber where the priest went to atone for the sins of the people and himself once a year only, the priest would enter that third chamber, that Holy of Holies. And no other person could enter into it, or they would be struck dead. In fact, they used to tie a rope on the ankle of the priest when they went in, when he went in there to atone for and give sacrifice to the for the people, that if something happened to him, they would literally pull him out by that rope that's attached to his ankle. I mean, this was some serious stuff. And what I like about the teaching, Sue, is that you talked about the Holy Spirit, and I look at that Holy of Holies as our temple of the Holy Spirit, meaning our body. I look at our heart as the Holy of Holies, where that Holy Spirit reigns in us. That's where the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And that's why it's so important when we talk about the heart and everything else that that means to us, our heart, our love, what we give, what we believe, all of that is right there inside of us. And this is a really important teaching, Sue, and I think what I like about it is the fact that you've talked about some things that were in Scripture. You've talked about the Holy Spirit and the fact that, you know, Jesus said, it's better that I go so that he could release the Holy Spirit, the second member of the Godhead. You know, God is a tripartite being, with Father, Son, meaning Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And in the same way, the temple was a tripartite building. We are tripartite beings as well. And the whole thing is designed to be that way on purpose. So I thought that teaching was really good. It was deep. It probably would require a lot more study to go even deeper on it. But I love the way that you brought it out, and we can talk about it and really learn a lot more about ourselves and about love and about the Holy Spirit and about the Holy of Holies. So thank you for that, Sue. Thanks so much. And Bob, I know you have a different take on it. What did you glean from that teaching tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue. Here we are at the beginning of the week once again.
Yeah.
And it just feels really great. I love the teaching and the focus on the Holy Spirit and the love of God. And I started thinking about, you know, our capability to receive that love. I started thinking, you know, the energy, the life-giving, you know, miraculous force that God has and gives to us is this continuous supply. It's like, it's not like, oh, here's some, and then it's shut off, and maybe comes back on again. The supply is continuous, and the only change really is in how we handle it. And it's like we have our hands on the dimmer switch of God's light, and we get to decide how much we want to turn the dimmer switch up and how much we can tolerate. And we can show by our faith and by our actions, the amount of the light that we want. And as we accept more and more of that loving light, the light expands within us, and we begin to gain the whole universe. We gain in our faith, and our happiness increases with the acceptance of that love, and our very acceptance increases as well. And the more we allow the light in, the more our acceptance increases. And then we can increase our abilities to forgive, and we can increase our creativity and our expansiveness, our confidence. And once again, as we do all those things, our receptiveness grows, and we can turn the dimmer switch, even brighter, until we literally become light-hearted. And with our light-heartedness, we can then rejoice. And we rejoice in this deep knowing that we are loved by God. And we can sing his praises, and ride that melody to paradise.
So beautiful.
That's good, Bob. It's really beautiful, yeah. We can sing his praises in the good times and in the bad times, too. That's the beauty of being able to acknowledge that, and acknowledge who God is. Thank you, Bob. That's great. And Sue, what would you say to this teaching? Did it put you in a particular frame of mind, or did it give you something deeper in your spirit?
Well, it's interesting you framed it that way, Bruce, because I'm going to sort of work with both your perspectives and share that when I came across this, it's about deepening and moving into what I'm going to call, a deeper state. And I love how Bob mentioned it, a receptive state of knowing God's love. And it's not about a thinking state. It's not a state that you study and intellectualize it's not to get a lot of crowded thought forms. It's to create the space, not for the noise of the mind, but for the reception of God's grace and of God's blessing, and to just in that state move into oneness and deeper union with God. You don't need to study it, you don't need to intellectualize it, but you do need to know it. And you need to, I think a lot of people don't realize the depth that is in there, that is in who they are, when they allow themselves to come into that deep inner union and feel that, so that when you do feel that, and that continuous supply, as Bob said, that supply is like having sun, light, beauty, not the fragmentation of lots of different thought forms, but wholeness. It's the wholeness and the holiness at the center of our being. And that takes slowing your mind down, or you'll see, I'll talk about it in my segment, It's about a certain state of being where you merge into the union of your holiness, and you can even bring it into your everyday life. So that's why I really liked that it was positioning it so that people kind of took a, what do you mean I'm holy? What do you mean I have the deepest, deepest light inside of me? How many people do you know that are actually living from that? And that's what I thought was important for the teaching. So those are my thoughts on it, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, that was a teaching that I think does require more study. And I think it does require understanding the concepts that are presented there and what they really mean and what they mean in terms of our own existence, our own lives, and the way we respond to God, the way we respond to the Holy Spirit. And it's deep. It's very deep. Thank you for bringing that out, Sue. As we move into tonight further, Sue, we've got the possibility of praise reports on Tuesday night.
We do.
Do we have any praise reports to bring out?
We're missing one particular praise report that if I call him out, maybe he'll get it to me by the time I finish the other praise report. You never know. You never know.
Yep,
so here we go. Let's start with the other. National, okay. And then I have a question for, well, actually, you know, before I start the praise reports, Bob, I was asked to ask you, what was the name of the club that the golfer gave you? I can't believe I'm doing that.
It was an Odyssey putter.
An Odyssey putter. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Odyssey putter. Okay. National Camp Counts Day, Tuesday, June 25th. National Camp Counts Day is here to reinforce that camp is cool, fun, and important. Forgiveness Day, Wednesday, June 26th. Practicing forgiveness is a great way to wipe the slate clean and clear your conscience. National Day of Joy, Wednesday, June 26th. Oh boy, I'm excited about that one. Look within and around you. What makes you happy? Might just be an inch away. Choose joy. Dedicating that to J&K. Psalm 100. Give thanks to God and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God. I will praise your name forever and ever. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us unconditionally, for healing us with better health, especially Pastor Scott's healing, Bruce's health improvement, for being there for us 24/7 and getting us closer to this RV. Keeping us together on this big call with prayers, updates, and great information while we are getting closer to getting the 800 numbers, and also for the med beds that should be available soon. May God bless everyone on the big call, all the leaders and listeners, with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. So thankful to the Big Call platform and millions of listeners 2 times a week until 800 numbers are provided to us, especially together and staying together as the Big Call family. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon. Jeannie.
That's right. Thank you, Jeannie. Exactly what we're hoping for. Thank you for that praise report, Sue, that Jeannie sent.
Is that good?
Yes, we don't have it. Yeah. We don't have anything from Pastor Scott at this time?
Mm, no.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Well, we're thinking about Pastor Scott anyways and standing in faith for his continued healing and for anybody else that needs healing throughout Big Call Universe, which I'm sure there are thousands, maybe tens of thousands, that need healing. And so we're standing alongside you, okay, and believing for a healing miracle for you. Sue, it's time to look into what it is you have prepared in the way of your segment for us tonight.
Well, I'm excited about this segment. I'm very excited because I had the opportunity to be with someone, and I'm going to kind of cloak him in anonymity, but he was the definition of living, write this down, everybody, full God yes. Full God, yes. What would be your life? How would you be living your life if you were unified with all of God's power? You were saying yes to God every time something was out of survival and was like, it excited you. It made you come alive. And it helped you to live in wonder and devotion. I got to sit and have a one-on-one session with this man who, just to be with his creativity, just to be with who he was and how he lived his life and how he was moving through life, he never picked, Bruce and Bob, he never picked things that were about money. He picked things because of the values of life. He worked with Ann Wigmore, Bob. He worked with Ann Wigmore. He did films for Outward Bound. He traveled through Europe on motorcycles and got to meet people that then connected to a whole new, I'm just going to say, creative career. He said his parents were really, he said, how did you get this whole, his whole life was about helping other people and sort of the values of life. He grew up in a really beautiful, natural place. He said his parents were really progressive, but it stood out to me, and I feel pretty, I've been able to do the things that I've been fascinated by. And that bring joy, bring value, bring excitement, and most of all, creativity, bringing something new, something creative, something that lights your soul on fire. And it, just to be with somebody that had that kind of energy and joy and his heart was so much about service and helping people and caring and, you know, expanding love on the planet and just the purity that I got to see that exists in our world and that we're going to be able to source. Be able to call those people. We're going to be able to call those people to us, and those are the people that are going to help us create our projects that are going to be alive with the wonder of their divine child. It's going to be play for them. And so there's actually a way, if you're listening to this and going, God, I'd love to learn how to do that, and or if you know that you want to ignite that in your projects, there's actually a way. And I'm very fortunate because I get to study how we can go to that Holy of Holies, like in my teaching. There's an actual way to go to that state. And I know Bob knows this. Bruce has an inkling. But there's a state in your mind that's called the gamma state. And it's when your brain is oscillating at 45 to 50 cycles. And it's really kind of like when you're in a peak state. You're very coherent. You're very engaged. You're so focused. It's like what happens to me when I'm actually giving a class. And I got that from, you know, Carolyn Mace is, right, Bob? Carolyn Mace talks about, she's a really well-known medical intuitive and talks about these states as well. And she says when she's teaching or when I'm creating or when I'm doing a class, it's like she's in such a high state. Or when I'm talking right now, I'm in a really, really high state because my brain is in a really coherent, purposeful, focused, engaged, moving with God state. And so starting on Friday, if we don't go, we're going to do a special two classes. And it's called, write this down so if you want to send us an email, FGY, Full God Yes, with an exclamation mark. And what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to activate that gamma state so that you can be in, play with this, your superpower. What is your superpower? Your superpower is that place in you, and you can start tracking this starting right now through to class starting on Friday. It's that place in you where your spirit, you're mostly spirit, and your spirit is coming through your body. But that's that place in you where you come most alive, where you feel joyful, or it's when you're with someone that makes you feel like a 10-year-old, or when you feel like your joy is activated, or when you feel like, oh my God, I'm doing something on purpose, but this is the most fun I've ever had. That's your superpower. And we're going to show you, and we're going to do a meditation, two of them, where you're going to learn how to activate what is called your superpower or your unique ability. And it could be something like your insight. My superpower is kind of my ability to engage people and take them in to a higher state of their superpowers so that they can go and reshape the world so everybody's out of this survival, low vibration thing. You're going to learn how to, in just two evenings, how to step in and practice being in this state where, number one, you're going to activate your superpowers and your unique ability. And then number two, the second night, if things get a little messy or whatever, you're going to be able to stabilize. Let's say people are getting a little, wow, there's a lot of change going on or whatever. You're going to learn how not to accommodate. It's called auto accommodation, where you're getting pulled into the vibration and the people around you. You're going to be able to hold that state so that everyone around you gets lifted into that higher place because you're so strong in it. Because you're in full God, yes. You're so coherent that your mind won't even pick it up. It'll just know, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, let's do that. That's what happens when you're in these higher brainwave states. And I've actually done a pilot study, and we've actually shown how we can do that. We've tested for it. So this is hardcore, fun, practical, but ready, the tire meets the road, two courses. Wait a minute, I'm getting told I activate somebody to their 10-year-old. That's the whole point. You're supposed to be your 10-year-old. Because your 10-year-old is your spirit child. Why did Christ say, the faith of a child? You have to have the faith of a child. That means you have to be in states other than the state you've been in most of your life. And how are you going to do that? And how are you going to get some people that are going to keep that alive in you and say, FGY, full God, yes. And choose what is full God yes for you. This is about going into the things that are going to bring your greatest self. So all you have to do is just send us an email to Integrated Minds, that's INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com, and just put FGY exclamation mark. It's just $100, two classes, and you're going to get activated, and know what it feels like to be in full God yes. And if you've never, or it's been a really long time since you felt that, not just in your mind, but in your heart, and in your body, and you want to be and know that you can do that, so you can walk into a room and people will get engaged with whatever you're talking about, with whatever you're presenting, with literally walking into a room and you light that room up, then you want to be joining us for FGY, starting on Friday, 7:25 p.m. Eastern. And then Monday, forgive me, I don't have the dates here. I will in a minute. It'll be Friday the 28th and Monday, July 1st, as long as numbers are not out. It's a special, very robust, very new class, Full God Yes, and it's for people that want to be able to learn how they're going to get into the highest states of human coherence in God and say yes to that 10-year-old in wonder, in devotion, and in service to the highest timeline. So join us for everybody, and I look forward to sharing that with you. That's all I want to say for tonight, Bruce.
Okay, Sue, thank you very much. Yep, and just remember the $100 covers both classes, and that's payable by Cash App. Cash right. App.
Cash
so
app.
In the email, make sure you put that you have Cash App or can get it, and that your name and your cell phone number. Give both those. Okay, Sue needs right. to text you for some reason. All right?
Thank
Sounds
you,
good,
Bruce.
Sue.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome. Very good. That'll be a really cool class should it occur. really will be. All right. Bob, we're winding down on our Boomer Boost sale at 30% off. And I think you might have something else to tell us about regarding a sale.
Yes, Bruce, we do. And it is. Today's the 25th. I think it's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, probably around 5 o'clock, that we are going to stop the Boomer Boost sale. It is
okay.
30% off. Lots of people have been taking advantage of it. And we are going to, shortly after that, day or two after, we're going to have a sale on our collagen product, along with vitamin C. Vitamin C and collagen go really well together in order to make collagen protein from the peptides that are in the powder you get. You need to have enough vitamin C. And so we're going to put both of those on sale coming up a couple days later. And, you know, we got a bunch of testimonials about Boomer Boost that came in since the last call.
Okay.
And one of them, some of them are really short. One just said, I appreciate your sales, and I take your products daily. I believe in all of the product.
Different.
And another one about Boomer Boost. This one is the person's only been using it a couple days. This is my first time using it, and it tastes great. I can't tell you how it's going yet, but I'm sure it will be great. That's really good. Nothing better than a premature cognitive commitment.
That's right.
Then this is another one about Boomer Boost. The person has been taking it for a while. Best product I've ever had. Thanks. Now, here's one about Boomer Boost and barley together. I always look forward to my order. It keeps me going.
Mm.
And the last one about Boomer Boost. We got this flood of Boomer Boost testimonials. This product has helped me in so many ways. I have more energy, more strength to start working out. I have better overall health and weight loss. Boomer Boost has it all. I drink it every day.
Yep.
And, Bruce, you know, there was a study that came out I wanted to talk about, and it affects a lot of people because on the 14th of June, there was an approval on a new type of insulin for people with diabetes. It's an inhaler. And
until
now, people would use, you know, shots or a pump that was implanted. But now they have the inhalers approved, and they have the first studies out. And it looks like for more than half the people, it's working really, really well. Like, it's working better than their shots for controlling their spikes in blood sugar. And overall, people are just feeling better on using these inhalers. And they said it didn't work for everybody. There were some people that did better with the shots, but they weren't really 100% sure if the people were using the inhalers the right way, because using it just before bedtime can be really helpful to keep from having spikes in blood sugar while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people that used it were like, didn't want to go back. It helped in controlling blood sugar levels, keeping them in the target that's ideal, by almost double from the people using injections and pumps. So this is really encouraging to know that for a good percentage of people, they'll be able to use these inhalers a lot easier than having a pump which has its own hassles and always having to give yourself shots where you could just
sure.
pump off of an inhaler. And wanted to let people know that that's there now, and they can, if you're a person that has diabetes and you're taking insulin, you can ask about that. You can try it for yourself and see if it works better for you like it did for most of the people in the study.
Bob, who's the company behind that? Do you know who it is?
Let me see if it says here at the beginning of it. It's not a real well-known company, but let's see what they say.
Not Shuring Plow.
Let's see. Hang on. Dr. Hirsch, Medical Director of Diabetes Center at the University of Washington.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting.
Reported in the American Diabetes Association Journal. And
is this in the test phase then, Bob, or is this been approved?
No, it's actually approved. It's been approved by the FDA. So the inhaler is called Afrezza, A-F-R-E-Z-Z-A. And it was made by a company called Mankind Corporation out of California.
Mankind Corporation. How
yep.
about that? Afrezza.
Yeah.
Never heard of it yet. That's great.
Yep. It just, I mean, it's literally just 10 days that it's been approved.
Okay.
And
very cool.
I came across the study, and since so many people, I mean, it's many tens of millions of people have diabetes in the United States.
That's sure.
You might want to know about that. But also to know, Bruce, one other thing that's super important that we've talked about before is in addition to keeping your blood sugar level, you know, in the proper range, it's also mm-hmm. keeping your inflammation in the proper range. And
mm-hmm.
if your blood sugar goes high, it creates lots of inflammation. And
right.
you can deal with that independent of your blood sugar level by taking in the right antioxidants that will keep your inflammation down. And it's that inflammation that's causing problems to people's arteries, which is, you know, creating circulation problems and heart problems and strokes. And inflammation is causing problems with eyes and kidneys. And so you want to know your, in addition to your A1C and your fasting blood sugar, you want to know your CRP, your C-reactive protein, and keep that as low as you possibly can. And we can help people do that. We don't have Afrezza, but we have, you know, the compounds in Boomer Boost and in our barley, like SOD and trimethylglycine, are really great at keeping your inflammation down. So,
yeah,
that's it for tonight, Bruce. Last night and tomorrow, last day for the sale on Boomer Boost. And give us
okay.
a call if you want to get some, and you know you don't have access to the internet. Like a good part of today, the internet was down around Tampa and St. Mm. Pete. So if
oh,
that
I
happens,
see. Okay.
you want to get in on the sale, give us a call.
Okay.
And we'll help out.
Oh, that's good, Bob. That's great. And, you know, what Bob is suggesting is that this sale on Boomer Boost at 30% off expires at 5 p.m. tomorrow on Wednesday. So take advantage of it tonight or tomorrow, either by calling the number, which is 800-861-4609, and get your order in that way, or you can go online, and the way you get to Bob's website is to go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you arrive on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on that banner, and it's a direct link to Bob's website. Now you can get in there. You'll see the sale price on the Boomer Boost, and you can go ahead and enter in, and you can buy up to four canisters because they're good size. They're really a canister. You can buy up to four of those at the sale price at 30% off. So instead of putting one in your cart, change it to four, and it will still give you 30% off on all four. So take advantage of that. Do that, and then beware of a new sale coming a couple days later on collagen and vitamin D3. No, vitamin C, excuse me. Vitamin C and collagen, yep. So that'll be interesting and see what that one is, because that'll be great. Thank you, Bob. Very good. That is interesting about a breathable insulin substitute called Afrezza. Wow, that's interesting. About a lot of people will probably be looking into that. And I would think the better your breathing is, the better your lungs are, the better that would work for you. I would think so. But thank you, Bob. Any last minute or any time hack?
Nothing last minute, but it's 9:57.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Here we are, 3 minutes to 10. This is interesting. When we get to this point, when we get to the point where things are very quiet, which they are again, not totally quiet, but mostly quiet, we know that we're close, and we know that we're this is about to go. Now, on Saturday, Redemption Center staff everywhere had a 2.5-hour Vimeo call. Don't know what was discussed. We don't have that information. But that took place last Saturday. And then we know that Redemption Center staff went in for 4 hours on Monday, two people, and they overlapped by 1 hour. So essentially, 4 hours plus 4 hours with an overlap, 7 hour total. And they stayed and stayed thinking that the 800 numbers might have come out and they would have received that information in an email from Wells Fargo. Well, that did not occur. Our understanding is now that tomorrow is looking very good for us, since we did not get 800s today. It's looking very good to get them tomorrow. In fact, this is coming from the Redemption Center head herself, fully expecting us to be notified tomorrow. Now, another strong source has suggested that the timeline or the window for us to get notified is from sunset tonight, which was a few hours ago, all the way to mid-morning tomorrow. So that narrows it down, and it also opens up the possibility of us getting emailed overnight and waking up to it. That's a possibility. Not saying that's what's going to happen, but it certainly looks possible for us to get emails and do that. I mean, when you get right down to it, there's not a whole lot else that all of us are interested in right now, but when are we going to receive our toll-free numbers? And that's the latest information we have all the way through tonight on the big call. Now, you guys have heard me talk occasionally about a contract rate on the Iraqi dinar. First, let's talk about whether or not the budget for Iraq for 2024 was placed in the Gazette yet. The answer is no. But it could quite possibly be published tomorrow in the Gazette. Saturday and Wednesday are the normal publishing days. Doesn't mean it couldn't go another day or a different day, but tomorrow is Wednesday, and that's very possible that we get the budget printed in the Gazette tomorrow. The other thing is regarding contract rates. We've talked briefly about the fact that the contract rate on the dinar is very high. It is tied to a per barrel price of oil that Iraq is selling to, for example, Turkey or other nations. It's tied to that. And the latest thing I got yesterday was that the contract rate on dinar will be offered to all U.S. citizens who have dinar, which is really quite nice. You don't have to ask for it. Now, if you're not a U.S. citizen, I think you'll end up with the rate that's on the screen at the Redemption Center. Okay? The rates are on the screens. They're still trading up. They're moving up, and I think the dong is on there at a decent rate. It's not quite as high as I think it may be getting to. So we'll see where that one ends up. But now this is we're getting down to it. I think we have a very good possibility of getting notified overnight or tomorrow, and then we'll take it from there. Obviously, we'll set our appointments and probably begin exchanges either, you know, Wednesday afternoon, evening, or Thursday. Don't know which it's going to be yet. We're just going to have to see what happens. Let's see if there's anything else that's pertinent. I would say just, you know, bring your identification, passport, photo ID, driver's license, student ID, government-issued ID. Bring that. Also bring one or two utility bills, like your gas bill or electric bill or your phone bill, cell phone bill, something like that with your name and address on it. Bring that as proof of kind of your residency. And be ready for this thing to go quickly. I think our exchanges are going to go in 30 or 35 minutes. And if you have tons of currency and a lot of bonds, let them know when you set your appointment that you have bonds. And they'll prepare somebody that can take care of your bonds when you go in for your appointment. Okay? So beware of that. Also, beware of Sue's class if this tarries and we don't get numbers and start tomorrow. She has a new class, which is, yes, let's see, what is it? Yes, God, yes. What is it? And it's...
All right, it was on mute. Full God, yes.
That's what I was missing. God. Full God, yes. F-G-Y. F-G-Y. Full God, yes. And that's a brand new class of two classes, $100. That will start on Friday, And the second class, should it occur, would be on Monday.
Yes.
So Friday and Monday. And you want to go ahead and send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and then let her know in the subject line, full God, yes, or FGY, 100.
Being in the room with a group of people that are resonating to that, ready to start. It's the people you're with that's really exciting, as well as what you're going to learn. So,
right, absolutely, that's right. Oh, it's a great dynamic with the people that you're working with and listening to and doing this with. It'll just blow your mind. It should be absolutely exciting and exhilarating for you. I would be super excited. So keep an eye on that. We'll see. Send those out. Let her know you're in, and she'll be sending out emails to tell you when you need to pay with Cash App. Okay? So that's really about all I wanted to say tonight, Sue and Bob. So let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll just see what God brings to us. Lord God, thank you so much that we have an opportunity to receive this incredible blessing. The information is pointing toward tomorrow. Let it be so, according to your will and your plan. Give us a great night tonight for sleep, and let us just pray this and continue to pray that this is the time. This is the season and the time for this to occur. Thank you for Bob, for Sue, for GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, for the SAT team that gets the broadcast out throughout the world, our satellite team, and everybody else out there in Big Call Universe that has listened to this call for the last 13 years. Lord, give us a great night tonight and an even better day tomorrow, we pray. Because it's in Jesus' name that we ask. Amen and amen. Now we're going to try to turn off the recording. Here we go.